Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock. Do the hammerlock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock.
Everybody's doing it. Hello! Hello there, friends. Fancy seeing you here. This is... You've come upon another little old edition of Wrestling Art with Chris Things, the podcast. I am Chris Things, Brian, your host, your pal, your Wrestling Art dude, and I am here for a special edition of the show. Sometimes I get on here and I talk to other wrestling artists and I talk about their life and their practice. Sometimes I'm on here and I do my match of the week special edition of the show, where I talk about my favorite match that I happened to watch that week and illustration of said match. But this week I am on here just talking to you one-on-one because we got a special little thing, a little special junction that I thought we should take a moment and discuss this week, guys. I mean, I think this coming week officially is the big release of the new Way of the Blade book, the AEW edition of Way of the Blade, the sequel, I guess part two. So that is the big old book that I did many a illustration for, written by the amazing Phil Schneider, who I've had on the privilege of having on the show a couple times now, and published by Jonathan Snowden and the fine folks at Hybrid Shoot. So it was a delight to work with all of them on this thing. And then this past week I started seeing, I think they did like a Indiegogo pre-order thing for those of y'all in America to get the book officially underway. The release, I guess, so this past week I started to see people sharing pictures of receiving the new book in the mail, which is always a weird kind of thing, but lovely. So I think the actual official release on Amazon for the rest of us worldwide on a worldwide basis will be taking place this coming week or maybe in the coming days. We'll see officially when it pops up. I keep on checking that Amazon product page. The Kindle version, apparently, I believe, is available now. But for that paperback version, which I'm a big fan of physical media, of like holding something in my hands, and I'm very enthused to be able to do so. So I'm looking forward to see when I might be receiving my copy as well. Anxiously awaiting, but guys, now is the time. So if you would like to get this AEW edition of Way of the Blade, the greatest bloody wrestling matches in the history of All Elite Wrestling, that one should be available to order on Amazon very soon. I'll keep posted on my little old Instagram, Chris Things on Instagram, if anyone's not following me yet. But yeah, I thought it was a good time to jump on, to reflect on the project and have a little chinwag with you guys on a one-on-one basis. I'd like to maybe do some other cool stuff, you know, sort of in line of the release of the book here, and maybe chat to some other folks. But for now, I thought it'd just be cool for us to just do a little solo thing where I chat to you guys about my reflections and my feelings and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, let's rewind a little bit. You know, let's go back to the beginning. I was looking back on my the art files on my computer here, and I think the first work that I started actual illustrating this book was back in June of 2023. It's now June of 2025, so actually July of 2025, so a year and change from when I got going on this. You know, before that you have sort of like the contract negotiating sort of side of things, and making sure everyone's gonna be happy in the scope of the project and everything like that. So yeah, man, that's a hot minute ago. So yeah, I did the bulk of these illustrations in June of 2023. And a little like extra insight, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but that was about the time when I think it all kind of came together, where I was not having not enjoying my current main gig very much. I was running the marketing as a marketing manager for a air treatment company here in Australia. It was sort of like a family business, and then it was sold and yada yada yada. But yeah, I was sort of getting to the point where the working with the new company that took over the business just wasn't fulfilling and didn't necessarily have the same values as previously. And I think I'd gotten kind of to the point where, generally speaking, working within marketing and graphic design at that point, I was just not getting a lot of enjoyment out of it anymore. And, you know, the art practice was something that I'd been putting more and more into. You know, originally, I think I looked back and I'd started doing this art stuff properly, like, maybe back in 2017, you know, with any sort of sense of regularity, or, like, starting to officially post things on Instagram. But, yeah, that mid-2023 point was when I really looked at myself and was like, okay. And especially when the idea of doing this book came in, I was like, man, maybe this is the time. Maybe this is the time where I quit my main job and I try to be like an artist / illustrator full time. So, you know, this book, the big sequel of The Way of the Blade, was a big part of that, because, you know, it takes a lot of time to illustrate these things. And the thought of doing that, you know, the way I was doing things previously, and you know, working a full time job, and then, you know, doing this stuff as well, you know, I got real excited with the idea of, man, I could just be doing this as a full time job, you know. So that's what I did. I quit my job, I started doing this book, and I think I did the bulk of it like in June of 2023. I think maybe into July as well, but I remember working like a maniac, and just, you know, just watching so many matches and drawing so much and illustrating and sending these through to Jonathan and Phil on a weekly basis. Just, here's another one, here's another one, here's another one. And yeah, I look back on how I sort of felt in that time, and it was exciting, honestly. It was exciting to get to do something that you love full-time for the first time ever. So I really was kind of like treating it like a job, you know, clocking in and just getting the work done, and fully throwing myself into it, and it was a blast. You know, it was scary as well. You know, I had sort of the original Way of the Blade behind us, and you know, that came out, I don't remember, maybe the year prior, was received so wonderfully. I had so many, you know, lovely comments and things about that original book, and I'm still extremely proud of that. So the idea of getting to do like a sequel was very cool, to work with Phil and Jonathan again, and also to get to do it, you know, a little bit different, to focus in on AEW, which, you know, AEW to me was a company where, especially in those early years, I was in with both feet. I was like supporting it feverishly. I was so excited that there was actually like a big player alternative to the monopoly of professional wrestling that had occurred for the last longest time, you know, ever since WCW and ECW went out of business. And it's basically a one-man, you know, shop. I mean, we had TNA and some other little bits and pieces along the way, but for the most part, you know. So I was very passionate about those early years of the company, and I remember just loving so much of it, so much of a departure from the WWE way of doing things. Little things that felt like a return to the beautiful Southern wrestling, these Southern bloody brawls, more of a impromptu, organic kind of presentation of professional wrestling, you know, throw back to like Crockett and Mid-South kind of stuff, especially in like that Cody Jericho feud. I remember really, really loving that, and a lot of nods to the past that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And so especially those early years, I was so close to my heart, so it was very cool to get to kind of like reminisce on that and celebrate that. A lot of those matches are the ones that are featured in the book, from those glory years of the upstart new company that really shook up the American professional wrestling world. So I was very enthused to do this, and it was just a wonderful process as well, getting to rewatch some of these matches that I remember really, really loving. And I just, man, it's weird. I kind of like feel a little bit emotional about it now that I'm speaking about it right now. But I think that's a good thing. And now we you know, come up and all this has happened, and then you do all this work, and then that's the nature of it, guys. Like, I do my bit, and then it gets handed off, and there's a heck of a lot of things that Jonathan and Phil have to do. And, you know, dealing with big companies and all of this kind of stuff for the release, you know, Amazon, AEW, you know, like Tony Khan actually wrote the foreword for the book, which was so cool to read. And I just, yeah, there's a lot of it where sort of my bit of the work finishes, there's a lot of stuff needs to be done. So that's the reason why it's like 2 years later when I started on it to where it's actually getting released. And I had some different bits and pieces where after, you know, that initial work kind of period where they came back and they said, oh, maybe we could add this match, maybe we could add that match. So we had a few more of the more current ones that I did a little bit later on. But the big thing now, you know, I haven't actually got the book in my hands, but I've sort of reviewed some digital proofs and such. When I look through the book, it's quite weird in that you're looking at work that I did in this fever dream. You know, these drawings that I did at this time, it was just like boom, 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 boom. So then now I look at it and it almost like feels like my style, but I kind of like don't specifically remember like creating it some of the time. I can remember some bits and pieces, but you know, it feels a bit foreign to me, which is interesting. But then I look at it and I look closely and then sort of the memories rush back. So it's a weird kind of feeling in that way. It's sort of, I look forward to you know, as we actually get to the official release and you know, more people will hopefully be able to get this book in their hot little hands. I look forward to seeing, you know, what are people's favorite illustrations or favorite matches or whatnot, like from the book. But yeah, I definitely look at it now and I have sort of some of my favorites. You know, some that I think really hammer home the exciting element of how cool it was to like bring back blood to big time American wrestling and you know, what a cool part of professional wrestling that can be.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You know, it sounds weird, like, to celebrate like blood and gore in that manner. You sound like a bit of a creep, right? But you know, it's kind of become like weirdly my area of speciality. Especially from the original Way of the Blade book, I then have, you know, various different much loved clients and commission jobs and things like that come across where it's like, hey, you're the bloody wrestling guy, and I'm like, yep. You know, that's kind of like proudly part of my identity now in a way. But it's definitely something that I celebrate. So it's nice to look back over those illustrations and, you know, in a way celebrate that magical part of professional wrestling that, hey, if it wasn't for AEW, at least for, in a big time American professional wrestling sense, that's something that might not be part of the presentation right now. Sort of the you know, Walt Disneyfication of and sanitation of the world of professional wrestling. But yeah, I'm very proud to be part of it. I'm extra stoked that, you know, we'll see how we go, knock on wood, but it sounds like, you know, from talking to Phil, he's very much on board to keep these his tag team together, as he said on the last podcast, and looking forward to Way of the Blades 3, which I'm super excited to jump on into and do this whole process all over again. The third one is more in line with a traditional sequel to the first, so more the, you know, continuation of the greatest bloody wrestling matches in the entire history of professional wrestling, and a lot of that beautiful, you know, territorial stuff or you know, stuff from different eras and different countries and all the eclectic wonderfulness of the world of professional wrestling that I love. So yeah, I think that's the main thing of what I wanted to just get on here and yammer on a little bit in your ear holes of what this book release means to me. And yeah, sort of reflect a little bit. I probably will like feel a little bit different, you know, once it continues and, you know, gets out there a bit more and, you know, I'm able to actually have the book in my hands physically. Probably do something to celebrate that, but in the meantime, I just wanted to get on here and talk a little bit about the current feelings that I have around that. You know, more than anything, I think I feel very lucky to get to be doing this. You know, I think these kind of opportunities are super difficult, you know, they don't necessarily come by all the time. So I feel, you know, super privileged to, you know, have a company like Hybrid Shoot and Jonathan Snowden, who makes this happen, and who sees value, you know, in my art to be able to bring that to life. You know, I know a lot of publishers probably wouldn't necessarily want that many illustrations when you can just license photography or whatever. But for me, that hand-generated life and soul that you can imbue in something through those illustrations, through a book, and add something that is just like intangible sort of element that, you know, obviously means a lot to me as an illustrator, but hopefully means something to other people. And I think it's a really cool thing getting to have that fusion between Phil's words and my pictures. So yeah, we're just rambling at this point. but yeah, this is sort of my summation of thoughts, I guess. Like, I do feel very lucky to be doing this. At the same time, it's a lot of hard work. And, you know, I do that hard work because it's a pleasure and because it's my passion more than anything. And, you know, doing this, you know, thinking back again to what I said earlier, it's like that jumping off point of doing this is like a full-time job. Now I look back like a bit over 2 years later and I'm still somehow squeaking out an existence of doing this as a full-time job. That's a very cool thing, and that's something that I also, you know, count as a privilege and something that I feel like I'm lucky to do. You know, I believe in just if you're passionate about something, let that passion hang out all over the place and let it drive you and let it be your life. So this, in a way, is kind of like my life's work, I guess, not to get too deep, but, it's what I love doing, and, the way the blade has meant a lot to me in terms of being able to do that. So I'm thankful for all of y'all who supported, who have that original Way of the Blade on your shelf. And yeah, hopefully for anyone who feels like getting in on this new AEW edition sequel to Way of the Blade. I also am very excited to announce a little special announcement here for you guys that I will also be doing some art prints of the illustrations of the Way of the Blade AEW edition, similarly to what I did with the original Way of the Blade. That being said, if there were any in the original that I didn't release as illustrations, please feel free to hit me up, swing me a message on the Instagram, or swing me an email at christhings.com.au. I've got a little contact page there. And let me know if you have a favorite one and you want to get that as an art print. I can do that for you, same as the other ones. And then, yeah, for this new one, I'm not sure exactly when I will be you know, starting to you know, release those prints officially. But I, in the meantime, if you have a favorite illustration, once you have that book in your hands, and there's one that you really want as an art print, again, please hit me up, get in touch, and we'll make that a reality. Yeah, so art prints of the illustration will also be part of this. But man, I just want to say thank you, and I am very excited for the things to come. I've got quite a bit on my plate right about now. I'm currently preparing for the next wrestling club at the Scratch this Sunday. So any of y'all Brisbane wrestling fans or listeners, please, you're welcome to come on by. There's a painting that I'm currently doing for the Scratch's Weekend of Darkness, dark beer celebration as well, which I think hopefully will be a fun one. And then, yeah, back on the road later this month to Sydney for Lucha Fantastica, those Australian Mexican wrestling shows that I hawk my art at. So all the things, and I'm very grateful. I've got a bunch of really cool commission stuff that I'm working on at the moment. So if any of my my treasured commission clients are listening, please know how grateful I am to get to do those. And then lastly, I did also want to say this past week I had the Great Artist Market in Brisbane. If there happened to be any of you guys that met me on that thing at Felon's Brewing in the Howard Smith Wharfs area of Brisbane. Beautiful area. It was quite lovely. Yeah, if you happen to meet me there, hi. I don't know the likelihood of you jumping in and actually listening to this podcast of me rambling for 20-something odd minutes after that, but if you did, hello. That was just such an excellent day. Just really good. I got to have so many beautiful chats and really just so awesome to get to talk about my art, to you know, sell my art in a face-to-face environment like that. I love it, and it gives me the, you know, the vigor, the enthusiasm to be like, man, how good is making art? I love this thing. let's keep it up, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, if you guys are creatives in any way, if you like drawing or making art or whatever, hopefully this encourages you a little bit to maybe make something. I really, really do think it can be a wonderful thing in terms of making a not-so-great day into a really nice day. But I think that's around about the end of my rambling here. I'd like to say a big thank you to you if you've lasted this long of me just rambling in your ear. I'd also like to say a big thank you to the team at Social Suplex, socialsuplex.com, for allowing me to do this podcast, for actually throwing me some coins every now and then on the advertising money. That's also very much appreciated. but I really appreciate getting to do this thing and keeping me accountable to, you know, keep doing podcasts. I think it's nice to get to kind of reflect on where I'm at and these kind of things. It's kind of like a audio journal. I don't know if people actually want that. It's kind of what it's become in a large way. But it's nice, it's nice. But yeah, socialsuplex.com, the place where you can find this podcast, bunch of other rad wrestling podcasts from One Nation Radio to Keeping It Strong Style, the Trish and Sarah podcast, Imps WWE Adventure, the AEW Match Recommendation podcast, All Things Elite, Tunnel Talk, man, all the things. They all sound like a boatload of fun. Get on it. I also want to say a big thank you, not that he's listening, but to Sam Talent for having me at his, it's very windy right about now, for having me at his stand-up comedy gig in Brisbane this past week after the Great Artist Market. He was very kindly gave me a free ticket to the show, which I very much appreciated. Such a funny dude. Yeah. All right. I think we're at the end of this thing. I won't waffle on too much longer, but please know, for all of your listening, I appreciate you very much. You are the real ones. You are the ones that allow me to do this as a job, to live my passion and to live my life's dream. So please know that does not go unappreciated or unrecognized. Any of y'all who have supported, you know, whether it's just in an encouragement sense or in a financial sense, at christhings.com.au, where you can buy a variety of wrestling art prints, original paintings, t-shirts, all the things. No, I appreciate all of y'all. No pressure, anyone out there. Support if you want. If you don't, that's okay. It's okay by me too. But I really do appreciate everyone who keeps the Chris things going. All right. That's it at the end of this show. Hope you all have an excellent week, and I'll see you next week. Not sure what the show will be yet, but I'll be here. All right. Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.